It's business tip time. Whether it's marketing, sales, operations, etc., I'm bringing you quick tips across a variety of topics to help elevate your business. Let's get it. Protecting yourself and your business legally is important, but hiring a lawyer can be costly and/or intimidating. My friend Karen DeZwart solved this problem by founding her practice, Not Your Father's Lawyer. In addition to flat fee legal services, she has legal templates that are plug and play. I used her templates for my podcast guest release and for my coaching services agreement, and it couldn't have been easier. Head to the link in the show notes and get legally legit today. Hello, friends. Happy New Year's Eve. We are currently in the season of setting new goals and objectives. And so today is going to be all about how you can do so in a way that will increase your odds of having these goals met. So honestly, how many of us set New Year's resolutions and how often do we actually keep them? Various statistics show that less than 10% of people actually keep their New Year's resolutions. So how can you improve your odds? As you set these goals for yourself and your business for 2022, I'm going to share a couple of frameworks that you can use to increase your odds of success. Before we dive into the frameworks, though, we're going to think big. We need to start with the end in mind and big picture, like big picture as in your funeral. What would you want your eulogy to be? What legacy and big picture impact would you want to leave? What would you like to be remembered for? And it's these types of questions that will inform the deep why that will allow you to create inspired, meaningful, and motivating goals. I'll give you my personal example. I hope that one day, many, many, many years from now, that my eulogy will have notes of the outrageously generous charitable contributions that I was able to make. It'll talk about how I lifted up tens of thousands of entrepreneurs, especially women. It will be that I raised a daughter who is kind, loving, and confident. It'll be that I acted from love and service and lived a life full of experiences, generosity, and love. And so it's that end goal that informs my why, which is to leave this world better than I found it. And one of the ways that I'll do that is through outrageous generosity. I will always donate time, but that is finite. Money is not. And so I want to be so outrageously generous financially, which takes money. So my big goal for 2022 is to hit 7 figures in my businesses. And the specific goal is $1,033,300 in annual revenue. So now let's use a framework to create this goal in a way that'll make it more likely to be realized. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to make this goal a SMART goal. SMART is an acronym and it stands for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. So first, let's talk about S. So it needs to be specific, as in $1,033,300, and it needs to be simple. The less complex and complicated you can make it, the better. So make it very straightforward, very simple. The next is that it has to be measurable, meaningful, and motivating. Measurable is the most important of these because how can you know that you actually achieved a goal if you can't measure it? It's impossible. And so not only does it need to be something that you can quantify, but it needs to be extremely meaningful to you and motivating. Otherwise, you're not going to stick with it. There has to be a why behind it. And if you haven't done the exercise of creating a why that is 7 layers deep, I urge you to do that. And like an onion, as you peel back each layer, it should make you cry at the end. Okay, the next one is attainable. It has to be something that's realistic. I've talked about this before, that you always want to have a stretch goal. You don't want the goal to be so outlandish and so far away from where you are today that you're going to end up giving up in the pursuit of it. So it has to be something that you believe you can actually achieve, and it needs to be something attainable. You don't want to set the bar too low, of course, but it has to be something that's, you know, not an outer space. Okay. The next one is that it needs to be relevant and resourced. So it needs to be the right timing. It needs to be the right timing for you personally, but also in the world. And it needs to be something that is resourced, right? You need to have the means or be able to get the means of bringing this goal to life. And then the final is that it needs to be time bound. If you don't have a date in which this needs to be achieved, it's going to be, again, kind of like a pipe dream, right? You have to have the deadline on it. Otherwise, this is something that will never end up coming to fruition. And so when I look at this from a personal standpoint, so this week I am formally moving forward with my new company. It is called Thea Collective. Thea is the Greek goddess of light and the mother of the sun, Helios, the moon, Selene, and Earth, Eros. And all of my branding is, you know, I love just bringing light to things, lighting the path, you know, all of that, the light bulb, like as an idea is all of it. So I'm super excited to bring this to life. And so my goal is to make $1,033,300 through offering courses through this company, through having a community, other monetization strategies, as well as my coaching business, my network marketing business, and anything else that might pop up in the next year. So with this, you want to have a plan. It's sort of like bringing in the Napoleon Hill Think and Grow Rich stuff. You know, there's the 6 steps to creating riches, and it's how much do you want to acquire, by when, what is the plan to do so? And then you read this morning and night to yourself until it happens. So get really specific. What's the plan to do it? So again, needs to be measurable as well. If you aren't sure how you can go about getting there, reverse engineer it. So I have an entire spreadsheet worked out of all the different paths to get to 1,033,300. So this is where it's like bringing in the masculine energy with the feminine. So the masculine is the structure, right? It's like, this is a specific goal. I'm reverse engineering it to inform how I'm going to get there and to have a plan. And then that is going to create the structure so that I can be in flow and creativity to bring it to life. So having a balance with those. When we talk about the relevancy, the time has to be right, both for you personally, like I said, as well as in the world. There couldn't be a better time for me to launch this business, even though it's been 6 months delayed, because now I'm at a time in my life where I have bandwidth to do it. We have people, I mean, by the millions every month leaving the workforce to go out on their own. These budding entrepreneurs, they need a course like this, right? So the time is perfect. So this is something that you really want to look at just because you think that it might be the right time for you. Maybe market conditions, whatever, it's not the right timing. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't do it, but it's something to be aware of. And then the final thing, we want to talk about it being time bound. And so my goal is to do this by the end of 2022. And I have, again, this whole spreadsheet that breaks it down by, you know, revenue per launch, revenue by income stream, all these different means of getting to that $1,033,300 mark. So let's look at some other considerations when it comes to making this happen. And so this is another framework. So in the book, Get Smart by Brian Tracy, the author shares about a study that was conducted in 1970 by a Harvard professor named Edward Banfield. And he looked at people from different socioeconomic backgrounds, and he found that people who earned more money were the ones who thought ahead, even years or decades ahead. Again, starting with the end in mind. So as you're setting goals for this year, how are they playing into the big picture of your life, whether that's early retirement, generational wealth, or being insanely generous for charity? And so the framework that Brian Tracy uses is called GoSpa or GoSpa. Yeah, GoSpa. I love a spa day, so that's how I'll remember it. So if we take the SMART goal that we set, we can beef it up by breaking it down into objectives, strategies, priorities, and actions. So GoSpa is an acronym for goals, objectives, strategies, priorities, actions. So objectives, these are the smaller targets that get you closer to the goal. So an example might be revenue growth over the next year in order to hit the revenue goal. Strategies are how you achieve the objectives. So this could be your marketing strategy or strategies to create additional channels of monetization. Next are the priorities. These are the most effective actions that will make your strategy successful. And then finally, it's the actions themselves. So this is the unsexy day-to-day work of showing up consistently to ultimately achieve your goals. And Brian Tracy says, to go through this framework stage by stage so you can use your slow thinking brain, not the impulsive brain, in order to reach the best decisions. So if you're like me and you've set multiple goals in a year, look at the one that really stands out as to what you want to achieve and that might help you achieve the other goals. So if you look at them in a hierarchy, what is the most important that will have the biggest impact? Write it down somewhere that you will see it every day. This is so key. I have a whiteboard that sits right behind my computer, so I look at it all day long every day. And I had 3 short-term and 3 long-term goals. And the long-term goals, all 3 of them happened ahead of schedule because I was looking at them every single day. So it's super important that you write it down and you put it somewhere that you'll look at it constantly. And the action of writing it down also makes the goal stickier and more likely to come to fruition. So that's super important. Then after you've written it down, you want to use this Go Spa framework to create a checklist. So if you look at the list of all the activities that you would need to do to achieve the priorities, strategies, objectives, goals, which of these activities would generate the biggest result? And if that answer is unclear, here's where we bring in the intuition. Which activity feels most aligned right now? What do you feel most excited or passionate about tackling? And what on the list can be outsourced or delegated? If it needs to get done, but it's not something you want to do, who can you bring in or pay to do it so that you can focus on your passions and your zone of genius? So, since action is at the crux of making any change and achieving anything in life, on Monday's episode, we're going to discuss creating habits that stick so that this inspired action can become consistent. So, with that, I wish you all a wonderful last day of 2021. Have a happy and safe new year, and I'll see you back here on Monday. Thank you so much for listening to the show. If today's episode added value to your life in some way, please subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and share it with someone who needs this. I'd love to connect with you on Instagram and hear how the show has inspired you. So, tag me or slide into the DMs. Find me at Corporate Dropout Official or Alessia Citro. That's AlessiaCitro and 2 underscores. Until next time, remember that you're a badass. Stay focused, stay hungry, and dare to drop out.